sorts of folk got me there, like Stuart Pearce. I mean, I don't know, Stuart Pearce, he was in the Colchester Repertory Company when I first joined it after the first job I ever had was at Shakespeare. And Stuart Pearce, my man, I saw Bassanio on the scene. That's his style of acting. He was probably the last of the, what do you call them, the actor lad in Stuart Pearce, you know? And he would always address the younger members of the company, greet them with, hello, dear boy. You know, and he saw it as Silverton King. And he styled himself an eccentric character actor. Which means that you deliver all of your many varied and extraordinary performances through your nose. It was Stuart's pride that by the Friday of a show, you know, we talked about when shows only lasted a week, by the Friday of the show, right, that he would contrive to touch his nose on the nose of a colleague, But so it was quite justified in the unit given Stuart's extraordinary baroque acting style. And so, well, you knew the night got starting on the Monday, you know, like, it just led to a marvellous tension on stage. Some thriller. A knife in the, this is on a Friday night now, he said, a knife in the back car stairs is not what we call a normal death. And he missed car stairs' nose, but he caught him on the cheek and he cut him. He actually cut his cheek right around his nose. And he said, for you, car stairs, it is me. And he spelt it out with his blood dribbling nose. That's it. Theory abounded in the green room as how Stuart had managed that boy, you know, to cut some of his nose. And some reckon that he must have glued a shard of razor or something. Well, he wanted to have done it all over, he had a blood capsule up there, you know, and snotted it. Anyway, it's terrific. Eric Stuart got his letter. And, some of those people, they were great in the old Brett days. And I'll tell you who, I mean, it's just like, I didn't know why they could become the most famous people ever, actually. And also, Hugh Hastings, I mean, he got invited to join the company, for sure. Because it was Hugh Hastings who told me about... about Third Act Detective Inspectors. Hugh Hastings was famous actually in those days because he'd written a hit comedy called Seagulls Over Sorrento, a naval comedy. I met him because he was playing the piano for the Colchester Repertory Pantomime. I mean, I guess nobody much was doing his play, just being done in prisons by that time. Anyway, I was having a drink with him in the pub, an early drink, and that was when Hugh started talking about his acting career. Martin Teller, Hugh was. And what was interesting though was Hugh was only interested in playing third act detective inspectors in thrillers. And to me, you know, those were parts that, you know, you kind of got London with. And Hugh said, no, he said a third. He had a very plummy voice actually, a bit like John Brother. She's very, very perfect voice. An absolutely perfect voice, and in those days, you know, somebody had an absolutely perfect voice. They came from Australia. It was before Barry Humphries that had led the Boys' Pride movement. Anyway, third act detective inspectors. He said, with a third act detective inspector, he said, get your orders. Anyone get them?
Yeah, do you want me?
No, I don't, but anyone else wants
to? No, but I need to look.
You need to look.